Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating energy, to awaken, to remember, integrate, embody our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master energy and sound healer. And in this episode, we are going to talk about Mother Anna, soul purpose, and mission. There's a few very important reasons why. Number one is it's the beginning of a new year. It is also the number 9 year, which is all about 2025 is a number 9 year, which is all about completion, endings, new beginnings, the beginning of a new cycle, the completion of an old cycle. It's about purification. But also the north and the south nodes, the lunar nodes, which are mathematical points in the cosmos, have switched signs. So they've switched from Aries and Libra to Pisces and Virgo. And the north node, the true node, basically the one that is facing upwards, looks like an upwards facing horseshoe, is the one that has to do with your mission. Has to do with your purpose. The one that is inverted, that is upside down, is the one that has to do with your past lives, the one that has to do with the gifts that you have brought into this world, into this lifetime. But it can also kind of be the place kind of where it's your comfort zone. So it's the place where we feel good there and we don't really want to move. So it's easy for us. It's easy for us to be in this energy. However, while the north node is an energy that kind of scares us, so we must move into our mission, into the north node, into the full expression of it, in a way that integrates the past lives and all of the gifts and the lessons, and still in a fearless move forward in a fearless manner where we can really expand our light, expand our expression of our soul in this lifetime, which is what the North Node is about. So, what does this have to do with Mother Anna? So, Mother Anna is the mother of Mother Mary, and she is the grandmother of Yeshua, and she is a light being in the Desert Rose lineage, in these mystery Chochmah traditions of Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. A lot of the Essenes were a part of this. There were many, many schools of mysticism and wisdom traditions which have to do with the feminine in the times of Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. And Mother Anna she conceived Mother Mary at an advanced age with Joaquin. And she had longed for a child, but she didn't conceive until a later age, similar to the matriarch, the mother of Isaac. Can't remember her name right now. But there's a long history, if we go into the mystery schools and the teachings of light conception, of being able to open yourself to conceive the light. What does it mean to conceive the light? To conceive the light means that you are opening yourself up to be a vessel for the divine, for the higher frequencies. This doesn't have to be a human being. Like, it doesn't have to be your birthing a human being. It can be a creation. It can be a book. It can be something that really serves to uplift and inspire and share the light and the wisdom that you came. Why am I saying light? And if you've heard me before, you know that I speak of the light, I speak of the soul. The light is the light of creation, especially since we are still in the cycle of Devet, which is Capricorn, and Mother Anna is like the guardian of this Capricorn energy. And this Capricorn energy is about the legacy. It is about building. It structure and the hard work and the dedication that it takes to create something tangible that will last. And this is exactly what light conception is. Light conception, this is exactly correlates to light conception, my apologies, because when we conceive with the light of the divine, the light that has no duality, the light that existed before creation, the light way back when it was all oneness, etc. When we conceive with that light, our creations are, they just have a life of their own. They sustain themselves. They don't need us to continue to kind of just feed and give it energy, because it's already receiving. It's already one with the light. However, if we create from our own, because we have our light and our sexual creative energy that is in the womb space, the waters of our creation, if we conceive simply with our energy, this energy in our womb space, because we are born into the physical world of polarity, we wind up creating with the karmas, with the patterns, with the dogma, with the stuff from past lifetimes and from our family lineage, our physical family lineage. This is also, we also create from the ego, so we become very attached to the outcome of what we are doing, rather than allowing it to be its own vessel. So it is important to know that when we create with our ego, with the patterns and the karmas and the traumas and the stuff that exists in our waters of our creation, in our womb space, what we do is we perpetuate old paradigms. We perpetuate the karmas, and whatever is manifest into the physical world it's not sustainable. It doesn't really have a light that it shines of its own. It's in a sense somewhat empty and hollow. However, when we take the waters of our creation, of our yesod, we bring in the light of that has no duality, the light of the divine. We purify the waters of our womb. We elevate our own waters with these cosmic waters of creation. Then, from that space, if we create from that space, then we have what, I guess in the scripture, this is just what came to me right now, is we have eternal life. That which we create will live on. And it's a beautiful thought, and it's associated with Mother Anna, because Mother Anna is the keeper of the light conception codes. She is also a great healer and mystic and teacher, and she also is the guardian of your book of life, your mission purpose. And actually, I'm going to distinguish between purpose and mission. So your soul purpose, let's get into that. Your soul purpose is to awaken, to remember. And it's interesting, the word remember. Re means to do it again. Member is basically to put yourself back together. Because when you dismember someone, you basically take off body parts. So when you remember, you are bringing yourself back into wholeness. You are bringing yourself back into unity. You are coming back to your true essence. So your soul purpose really is to come back into remembrance, to make yourself whole again, to bring yourself into divine union. What does this mean? We live in a planet of duality, of polarity. Polarity is the better terminology. There are two opposing sides. When we achieve the balance, between the two, we have integrated the two, and we know how to work and flow between the two energies. When we are in duality, we live in duality. We live in separation. We live in this constant judgment, anger, and these cycles that perpetuate more separation. And this was something that one of my teachers just put so brilliantly, because it really is. We can know that polarity exists, and we live in a world of polarity. However, we can choose to exist in duality, which creates more separation, more chaos, more destruction, more judgment, more anger, more vitriol, more strife. Or we can choose to come into union and exist in our state of wholeness and completeness and shalom, which means, it's translated as peace, but it actually means to be whole, to be complete, to be in your oneness. When we can exist from this place of knowing that we are oneness, knowing that we are sovereign, knowing that while we may play with polarity, we do it from the space of the heart. We do it from the space of neutrality. We do it from a space of non-judgment. We do it from a space of knowing that we are one with all that is. So all that polarity, or that external duality, shows you is where you are, how you are interacting with the world around you. All it shows you is, are you a little bit more, you know, slightly off center? Are you slightly left? And it helps bring you back into union. So duality, the concept of polarity, what it serves when you are in the heart, when you are aligned with your true essence, when you cultivate your alignment to your true essence, what it does is it serves to be a beacon and kind of like your North Star, so you can know when you are slightly off your expression. And this brings us to mission. Your mission is simply to be present in that moment and be sharing your light. It has nothing to do with an amount of money, a job, marriage, kids, etc., or friendships. It's got nothing to do with that. Your mission, it will change. It is simply the way that you express your light and that you share your light. And this expression can take any form, and it can shift and change, evolve over time. It is a moment by moment expression of your soul's light in the physical world. So, do we see how that's different from your purpose? And I know that oftentimes, and I myself have used these two words interchangeably, but they're not. Because your purpose is simply to remember. Remember and come back into remembrance of your oneness, divine union, the union of the internal and the external, the merging of all polarities within, and the remembrance that we are interconnected, every single one of us. We are all cosmic, universal life force. We are all oneness. We are all one with the divine. And your mission is the way that you express, and that will change. So it is very important, particularly now when the nodes are changing, and the nodes simply tell us the collective energy that we are walking into. Your personal North Node tells you your personal mission this lifetime, or like, not so much your mission. Well, yes, because it's what you came here to work with. So what you came here to work with is your North Node. What you were working on and mastered is, in a sense, the South Node. So knowing where your personal nodes are is very important in pointing you in the right direction to see where your passions lie, where you have the most magic and the most gifts. But you don't necessarily need to look at your natal chart. You can just look at all of the things that you have done in your life and all of the things that you are naturally gifted at. I am naturally gifted at speaking. I am naturally gifted at sharing with the voice, at singing, at beauty, at creation. I am incredibly creative. It's one of my talents. It's why I've written songs and I've written poetry and I've written books that I need to release. So it's really why, like, my go-to has always been the word, which is very appropriate because it is the word, the sound, that created all life. So it is beautiful to work with these energies of understanding not only your soul purpose and your gifts, but your mission and how it's expressing in this moment. Because in this moment, it will be different than tomorrow. And it's not about chasing, or it's about being open. It's about receiving. It is about aligning. And I think that when we live, because we live in a society that is constantly telling us to go, 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 do, what happens is we don't make room. We don't create the space to receive the wisdom, to receive the downloads, to align with the light of your soul, with your truth, with your true essence. So we're often chasing, we're chasing the money, basically. Oh, this is what's hot right now, so I'm going to go do that. Or this is what looks good, so I'm going to do that. But we don't feel into what is it that feeds and nourishes us, and what is it that is needed by the collective. We don't feel into that. We aren't taught how to do that. We're taught how to walk paths that other people have walked. We are taught how to do things that other people have already done. And we are discouraged from following our passion, from following our truth, from uncovering and remembering our truth. Because, you know, that's just not society acceptable. But with Pluto moving into Aquarius, we are moving into a time where the shift has happened. We are already in a new world where it's up to us what we are creating, what we are manifesting. Our vibration, our frequency is what determines our reality. It's what molds and shapes the world as we see it. And in order to maintain our frequency, it's important to go within and to liberate, to free yourself of all of the karmas, traumas, the stuff, the ideas, the false notions of who you are, in order for you to really and truly align with the light of your soul, with your purpose, and with its expression in this moment. So it is a beautiful and powerful time to go within, especially now. We are still in the Capricorn portal. Capricorn is about conditioning, reconditioning yourself to see with the true sight, to truly receive the information, to purify and do what needs to be done to align you to your light, to align you with the frequency of your soul, to align you with the divine. Because all of these are, it's like we think that we need to label things. We think that we need to label God as whatever, you know, God or Yahweh or Elohim or Allah, or those are all simply names. At the core, It is neither male nor female. This is why Yeshua used the word Alaha, and you will often in my sound activations, I will call in Alaha, divine presence, because Alaha has no gender. It's mother, father, God. Because in the cosmic realms, there is no duality. There is no masculine and feminine. That's simply something that we play with, or whatever other expression now. It's simply something we play with here on Earth, in this physical incarnation. It's not real. And this is what people don't get. How you look, how you express in physical form, it's not real. It's an illusion. It's a vessel that you chose for a particular incarnation, for a particular set of experiences in this lifetime. It's nothing more. When we return to the earth, we will return to our oneness. We will return to our soul essence. We will return to the divine, because that is what we are a part of. So whenever we get overly attached to a label, to a place, to a person, to a thing, to money, to whatever current expression of success is being touted at you by the media or whoever, whenever we get overly attached, what happens is we become egocentric. The ego is what is guiding us. The lesser self, the self that is strongly aligned with the mind and only knows how to do things based on the past. And the past doesn't exist in this present moment anymore. It's already done. And therefore, you can only create what you already know. You cannot birth anything new with old energy. With stagnant energy, with energy that has been there, done that. This is again where the ego comes in, because from that perspective, we develop an arrogance where we think we know what the outcome of a situation is. We think we know who we are. Surrender. Let it all go. We don't know the full extent of our true soul essence. We don't know how we're supposed to express. We receive how we're supposed to express. We don't know it. So when we receive the infinite light, what we're doing is we're allowing ourselves to be the vessel that we incarnated to be. We're allowing ourselves to birth the divine essence through us. Through our actions, through our words, through our expression, we birth and expand the light. And in this way, we are not creating. We are co-creating. We are acknowledging our oneness with the divine. And because we are one of the divine, we are in a state of constant co-creation. We are in a state of Bereshit, the first word of the Genesis, creation, creating infinitely. Birthing worlds again and again. Every moment we are birthing. But what are we birthing? It brings us back to Mother Anna, back to our knowing, our alignment. Because if we are simply just creating for ego to show off to our friends or our family, oh, look what I've done. It's nice. I'm sure it'll be good for a time. But it lacks soul. It lacks the light of the divine. It lacks that light of creation that inspires and uplifts and expands. And that allows us to seek even further expansion. This is what aligning to the Chokhmah, the wisdom, aligning to the divine essence. This is how we create a peaceful world. Because remember, shalom, shlama, I was going to say it in Aramaic. Shlama, shalom. It It means oneness. It's translated as peace. It means oneness. It means wholeness. It means sovereignty. And when we are in our oneness and we know that we are one, that is when we are feeling peaceful. We experience peace within. When we can experience peace within, when you can breathe into the peace, knowing that you are divine union, you are sacred unity, seeing yourself in everything and everyone, there is a respect and a sanctity that comes, that is birthed from you. It comes from within. And the more people can live in this internal unity, the more that the external world, the experience, will shift to one of peace. You cannot start with the external. A lot of people, when we have a problem, the first thing we do is we seek ways to fix it outside. We seek ways to fix the physical way that it's expressing. But how many of us go within and actually go within and align with the infinite light, align with the divine, and ask ourselves, what is that showing me? What within me must shift? What within me needs to transform in order to shift the external? Not many of us do that. It's not a very common skill. But this is what we must do. When something external is triggering the fuck out of you, go within. Come back into the heart, into the stillness, into your essence. Work on your alignment to the divine and allow yourself to receive the messages. Receive what needs to be done, what needs to shift. And sometimes you will find that there really isn't anything to shift within. Oftentimes there will be. That's the rare. The rare occasion is that you're actually okay and it's a projection. But most of the time, there is something that we need to fix. There's a forgiveness that needs to happen within. A letting go of shame, a letting go of guilt, which we carry because of our societal conditioning. And it's okay. We must feel it. We must feel whatever comes up in order to transform it. Remember, energy cannot be destroyed. Energy can only be transformed and alchemized from one state to another. That's it. There is no, I'm destroying this energy. I say cancel, clear, delete, but when I say cancel, clear, delete, I'm actually just transforming the energy, which means I'm going to have to change that. Because it really is, what we're doing is we're not destroying an energy, we're alchemizing it. We are bringing that energy in and we are shifting the way it expresses. We are shifting it into light. We are shifting it into creation. We are shifting it into nourishment. We are shifting it into wisdom and understanding and an expansion of our consciousness. This is what we are shifting it to. So, very, very important to work with your energy. Come to love your energy. Know that your soul chose the vessel, chose your physical vessel, chose the family, chose the country, chose the circumstances. However, we have free will. So the soul, Mother Anna, in her infinite wisdom, with our book of life, has it. She has the information that we need to align more deeply with our soul, to express our mission on this earth in a way that is more full, expanded, and aligned. So in the sound activation, we will be working with Mother Anna. we will be clearing what needs to be cleared in order to align more fully and receive our soul. So I invite you to go into the sound activation next and remember you are infinite. You are infinite consciousness. You are source. You are a spark of the divine. And that spark needs to be nourished, cultivated, expanded, and shared. You are here to share your light. You are here to expand the light of creation, the light of the divine. So whatever you're going through, know that you are strong. You've done it. You've already expanded and transformed that situation. Just come back into the heart. Come back into the heart and ask for the wisdom. Ask for guidance. Call in the highest light of Mother Anna. Call in the highest light of your soul. Call in the divine. Call in your spirit guides. The way that I like to do it is I like to call my guides. I breathe a few times into my womb space. I feel the golden light of Shekhinah coming in. And I call in my spirit guides. I call in my spirit guides, angels, archangels, the light beings of the highest frequencies of unconditional love and healing who are here to guide me. And I allow myself to open. I allow myself to receive. So try that. I think that will work beautifully. Enjoy the sound activation. If you enjoyed this episode, please share, like, subscribe, and of course, join me at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. I will be there February 7th through the 10th. I am going to be sharing a beautiful workshop and a lecture. So the notes are below. Also, you can find me on social media at Aurea Lara, AURELARA. Or you can find me at Embodying the Shekhinah, the name of this podcast. You can also check out this podcast or any other podcast on my website at any time you want, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts. And you can also check out what energy healing is, what the different modalities I work with are. And of course, you can book a session if you would like a one-on-one session. But don't forget, and YouTube. YouTube, you can find me at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA. And on my YouTube feed and on social media, I often share little mantras, little sound activations, movement meditations on YouTube. Of course, they are a longer form. So you can feel free to follow me there and connect with me. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. I'm sending you lots of love. Have a blessed day of the goddess. A wonderful end of the Devet cycle, which is coming to an end in a couple of weeks, but we still have some work to do here, so let's not rush. We have some beautiful energy coming in. It's strong and harsh, but we need it because we need that shift to wake us up, to shake us from our foundation, from our slumber in many ways, to really embody and share more of our light and more of our true soul essence. Have a blessed day.